Good evening, everyone. Tonight's topic was submitted by Joel Mel from Lawrence. Thank you so much. And the topic tonight is going to be about saying Kiddush Levana at home without a minyan, without being in shul, the various halachas. Just to share with you some of the upcoming topics coming in, and please, again, feel free to submit. I got from a Rebbe in St. Louis suggesting we talk about a mincha gedola versus a mincha katana, which one's better. And I got from a couple other people about having a Zoom minion, a Zoom Seder, which has been circling around, as well as I want to talk about Tfilas Kalim when the mikvahs are closed. So tonight, let's focus on Kiddush Levana when saying it at home. So there really are two questions that need to be addressed. Number one is the need for a minion, the need for other people. And number two is saying it inside the house versus outside the house. So let's first tackle the first question of saying it, I see my phone's about to die, actually. Let's see if I could do this quickly. Hold on to everything. One second, everyone. Okay, so we're discussing about a minyan, the need for a minyan. So the halacha is there seems to be one reason why you might need other people to be present for saying Kiddush Levana. So the Rama writes that v'omer, one of the psukim we say for Kiddush Levana is tipol aleim v'gomer, and then afterwards we say shalosh pamim v'yomer l'chaveiro shalosh pamim shalom alecha. We say shalom aleichem to a chaver three times. It indicates that there has to be someone else in order to say Kiddush Levana. So firstly, what's the reason why we say shalom aleichem to someone else? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, mipnei she'amar b'tchila tipolem. So we have this almost like a klala, they say, that the person should be overcome and overwhelmed with fear and pachad. So we wanted them to build the guy up and say, Om l'chaveiro, shalom alecha. We want shalom alechem to raise him up, to bring him up, give some spirits, give him some energy. So either way, that's the reason behind this. And the din is that we're supposed to say this three times. So the Mata Moshe says, ideally this should be said to three different people. That's ideal. But if there's only one person around, so then it's enough to say Shalom Aleichem to the same person three different times. So we see there is some idea of having another person with you. So is that necessary? Can a person say B'yichidus? And is there any value in saying it with a minim? So the din is that there's a Ber Lacha on this simon. These halachas are found in Simon Taf, Chaf, Vav, and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. That's where Kiddush Levana is found. And the Ber Lacha writes in Dibur Maschil Ela, Vida. You should be aware, Dimidina Mutil Kadesh Afil B'yichidi. Really, you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana even when a person is by himself. You don't need even another person. Kemosha Kasar Pichadash. Pichadash says this explicitly. And he explains that it's enough to say with one person because in the Mishnah Megillah, where it lists various mitzvahs that need a minyan, it does not mention Kiddush Levana. And therefore, afilu biyachidi, a person is allowed to say it by themselves. So you don't need a minyan, and you can even say it by yourself. But lichatchila, he writes, mitzvah la'asosa berov am. It's best to say berov am. There's a general concept of saying it with more people. Ulahachi im yodeya she is damin lo levarich basar. If you know you're going to have a minyan in a few days, best to wait a few days to say it. Ad le'al siri, wait until at least the 10th day to get a minyan. If by the 10th day there's no minyan, then a person should say it by themselves. So we see from here that although you don't have to say it with a minyan, it's certainly something that's encouraged, and it's better even to push off the mitzvah. It's better to override zrizim l'matim l'mitzvos and to try to wait for berov am for a minyan. Now, what if a person can't get a minyan? Is it better to get less than that? So the Ber Lacha says, the Chai Adim proves that three people actually qualifies for berov am. So if you can't get a minyan, maybe it's kedai to get a couple neighbors with keeping the proper social distance, each person on their own porch, and say it that way, because that's berov am according to Chai Adim. So that would be ideal. And if a person, let's say, can't get a minyan, or let's say you can't get three people, let's say your family is only two people, Rav Moshe writes in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Dalet that two people is also good. Now, even though two people isn't Berov Am, Berov Am is either a minyan or it's three people, it's not two people, but still there's a value in staying with another person if possible. If that also isn't possible, it's certainly completely fine to say Kiddush Levana B'yichidus and you'll fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety. This is all an added level of hiddur if at all possible. So I wouldn't tell a person to go out of the way to find other people, especially nowadays, especially with social distancing. What about the other factor of underneath the roof? What does it mean underneath the roof inside the house? The very end of the siman in Taf Chavav, the Rama writes that Ein Mikadshin Halavana Tachas Agag. one does not mekadesh levana, you don't mekadesh the moon below the roof. Where does that come from? What's the reason for that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because kiddush levana is kikabalas panei hashchina. Kiddush levana is like greeting the king, and therefore, when you're greeting the king, ein zed derech kavod sheye ome tachas agag. It's inappropriate for you to stay inside and say hello to the king from inside. You should go out and greet the Shechina, go out and greet the king. And that's why we step outside. The Fikach writes the Mishnah Berurah, we go out to the streets, like we go out to greet the kings. The Mishnah Berurah pulls back and says, it's rak lichatchila. That's only also a type of hider. A person's concerned, he's concerned of his health, or it's a place that's not clean, or it's amongst the goyim where it might be dangerous, then a person should certainly kadesh bebeso derechal. A person should definitely stay inside by the window, oh pesach pasuach neged halavana, or perhaps open a window. So it's ideal to open a window, and if possible, if not, keep the window closed if it's too cold or it's dangerous outside. So those people who have to stay inside because of health, because of age, because of weakness, they definitely have no obligation to go outside. Now, going outside by yourself, according to the doctors, doesn't seem to be such an issue as long as it's proper social distancing. I'm not giving medical advice. A person's doctor says stay inside entirely, or a person simply too uncomfortable to step outside for these reasons, it's mutter l'chachila to stay inside the house, stay underneath the roof, and say it through the window. If you could open the window and you're comfortable, that's even better. And if not, say it through the window and you'll be completely fine in performing the mitzvah. Just as an aside, it's brought down the Chazon Ish, when he'd go out to say Kiddush Levana, he'd step outside in the Marpeset. Marpeset had an overhang, and he'd say it that way. Even though there was a cover, it was still fine, because the idea is just to go outside. Having a cover over you isn't the problem. It's about just leaving your house. So once you've left your house, even though there's an overhang, that's still fulfilling the din of the Ramah of Ein Mekadshin Halavana Tachas Agag. In the end of the day, we see in this unfortunate, unique situation of the Kiddush Levana, in the context of the coronavirus, a person can say it without the minyan, and a person can say it inside if he or she feels uncomfortable doing so.